Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to ladies and gentlemen, and to our radio audience, to our ministerial panel. We again are appreciating your participating in our gospel radio broadcast tonight entitled Bible. Bible as in basic instruction before leaving earth. We just want to thank everybody for being on this call tonight. We welcome you to ask questions as we discuss the gospel of Jesus Christ and the church that belongs to Christ. We find that many people are trying to worship God for salvation in a man-made religious institution called churches. These man-made institutions are not the genius, nor are they the revelation of God, but they are the mind of men who have received their instruction and their advice from Satan. Satan has caused men to make up their own religious churches and teach other men. But tonight, we're here to teach the truth, the Word of God. We present the truth, the whole truth, the plain and naked truth, and nothing but the truth. We are offering Bible, book, chapter, and verse to confirm what God is saying to man with regard to his eternal life and eternal salvation. So we welcome you to our broadcast tonight. If you have a question at any time during our broadcast, we also welcome you to ask your question or make your comment as necessary. We have Brother Brian Brown, who is the moderator for the program tonight. He hails out of the Westward Church of Christ in Texas City, Texas, USA. If you push number one on your telephone keypad, Brother Brown will cue you into the live broadcast where you can ask your question to the panel of ministers who are teaching tonight. On our ministerial panel, we have Brother Lewis Parker, Jr., who is a minister of the Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas, USA. We also have Brother James Johnson and Brother Leroy Williams, co-ministers of the Par Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. We also have Brother Lewis Parker, IV, who is the minister of the Darien Luke Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, USA. The Darien Luke Church of Christ sponsors this program each week, and we are thankful to the brethren of that congregation and to their minister who is supporting the preaching of the gospel around the world. And so tonight, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are listening in, we are going to present the gospel of Jesus Christ in your hearing. At this time, we ask you to bow with us as we go to the Heavenly Father, to Jesus Christ, for a blessing in prayer. Let us pray. God, our most holy Father, God who is our Savior, the Savior of all men, God who has provided salvation for all who will come and obey.
Amen.
Dear God, you are an awesome God. You are the most powerful God, the Almighty, and we love you, and we are trusting in you, dear God. Thank
Amen.
You for saving our souls
Amen.
Through the gospel tonight. The gospel is the power to save every man from sin
Amen.
If he desires to do so.
Amen.
Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. Heavenly Father, we know that this was in your mind from the beginning, before you even created the world and created man. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. And so we are thankful, dear God, to be able ministers of the gospel today.
Amen.
As we worship tonight, dear God, as we present the truth, we are praying that some honest souls who are listening in will make up their minds to accept the truth of the gospel. to become a part of the true church that belongs to Jesus Christ, the church that wears his name, because he is the owner and the builder and the husband and the head and the father of the church. He is the king of this kingdom, the church of the living God. And so we're thankful tonight, dear God, and we just pray that some honest soul will step up and say, I want to be saved. What must I do? Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this privilege and opportunity that we share tonight. And bless us, dear God, that everything we do and everything we speak might be pleasing, acceptable to thee, and according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, in our radio audience and to our ministerial panel, Brother Williams now turns this broadcast presentation over to Brother Lewis Parker Jr., who will begin our presentation tonight in the gospel. Brother Parker, you got the floor.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you. And we just appreciate all those who are listening to our program, and we hope, trust, and pray that if you're not a member of the church, that you will obey the gospel before it's everlastingly too late for your soul. There are five steps you need to do. You need to hear the word, Acts 15 and verse 7. Believe the word, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Repent of all your past sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. And then be buried in the water grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins. And you're born afresh. You become a member of the only church in the Bible, the Church of Christ. Amen? You know, we need to understand, we've got to believe in you, Christ. We got to believe in you. Have faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen?
Now, faith is defined as not, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what faith is all about. We have the evidence of Hebrews 11 and 1. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And you know, on this earth right now, it is totally pathetic in America today. Totally.
Exactly.
You know, around the world, there are still other countries that are doing decently, but they're not serving all Christ, but they live better lives. Now, we have set America on the way to hell, and we're going to become, as this country gets older, if they do not change the Constitution that they added, a woman has the right to marry a woman and a man a man. Now, even now, we can't do it in every state. But if you marry in the state that you can marry a man and a man and a woman, you can live anywhere under the constitutional rights of any place in America. You know, that is really ridiculous. And the more that I teach about in our classes and everything, it is totally pathetic in America. We used to proudly say, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen? But now, they've turned over to Satan. Amen? And don't think he's not moving. You don't hear too much on the television about it, the radio anymore about it. But you can walk in the malls and stuff and you just see two men holding and kissing on each other and two women holding and kissing on each other. Amen. And a lot of them got their wedding rings on. They'll leave one state and go to a state where they can get married, and there's nothing that can be done about it in any other state. Amen. We've got to understand. We've got to keep our faith in God.
Amen.
When nations embrace foolishness, they are destroyed. Amen. And don't think that our enemies are not laughing at us as one of the greatest nations on planet Earth. Now we're falling. We're falling. We've got to get back to what we started out. One nation under God. Amen. Now the Bible says in In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as true believers still believe in God, we get evidence of God on earth. Amen. Well, a lot of these people now have gone blind who embrace the wickedness that the Supreme Court said you could do. A man can marry a man, a woman. And you hear a lot of people say, there's nothing wrong with that. If that's what they want to do, let them do what they want to do. Well, I can understand that in so many ways. If you want to go to hell, you can do anything you want to do to go to hell. Amen.
Amen.
But when you go against God, you are setting a very evil thing. Amen. And look at your little children, a little kid looking at you, two men walking together, hugging and holding hands and kissing in public and everything else, you know, and right, marry each other and all that kind of foolishness. What kind of an example are you setting to your own relatives and to your own young people in the nation? Amen? And you know what kids be? They're going to try to be. Amen. If they see two women walking down the streets and hugging and kissing and holding hands and got wearing bands on, what do you think a little girl is going to do? She's going to embrace that. Not all of them, but many will. And before too long, if we don't stand, if we stand pretty long as a great nation, we will be destroyed. God is going to allow us to be destroyed. And we need to understand that. It's just like the gospel. Preach the word, Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Be ready to preach it when it's seasonable to people. Be ready to preach it when it's unseasonable to people. And right now the word of God is not seasonable to people. And people are doing whatever they want to do. And the supreme authority is allowing humans in America to do what they want to do. They could care less about God. Amen? They could care less now. Told them that they got a right. A man can marry a man, and a woman can marry a woman. Amen? And you read the Bible, and anybody that, you've got to be nuts and out of your mind not to understand. Go read Genesis chapter 1. Just read chapter 1 only, and it'll tell you God created the woman for the man. Amen? And he told them to be fruitful, multiply the earth, replenish it, and subdue it. Now, what can two men do together? Amen?
No.
All they can do is get a mop and a bucket and clean them, change the bed, because all they can produce is manure. Amen?
No.
But you really, it's just a joke. Amen? And they do that, but, you know, most of the women, you don't hear too much about gay women anymore like you used to, because they found out there is nothing more important to them than a man. Amen? I used to see them years back when they first started. They were holding hands and kissing in public. You don't see much of that at all, because there's a difference in two women getting together than it is between two men getting together. Because when two men get together, like they're doing, they can't get away from it. They are then, it's almost like taking dope. You know, it's almost like a shot of heroin. They get addicted to men with men. Amen? You see, we as humans have to look at things the way that we do. We need to look at it like God has instructed us to do, what he has warned us to do, and what he has told us not to do. Why you think God created the woman for the man? Nothing on planet Earth, amen, could be compatible with the man. And he wanted them to be fruitful, multiply the earth, replenish it, and subdue it. Amen? How can two women be fruitful? Amen? How can two men be fruitful? Amen? You know, we don't hear enough of that right now, nowadays. We don't hear enough. You see a lot about the gays. You see, you know, opposition against men marrying men. Now they have shut their mouths up. Even the worldly preachers out there don't say much about it no more. Amen? And
yeah.
The Bible says, preach the word. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Be ready to preach it in season, out of season. He said, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine, because the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine. Now, when Paul made that statement in the Bible, I believe that we're embracing that in America now. We don't want to hear sound doctrine. They want to put something to make them feel good. All of our televisions and radios, they just say stuff to make people feel good. Don't go against the sins that are out here. Amen? You know, men must be preaching the word of God. You know, preaching against homosexuality, same-sex marriages. It's not very, very important to the worldly doctrinal people. Amen? And they know that's one of the worst things you could ever do. We have become the growing new Sodom and Gomorrah in America. Amen? Nobody's saying anything. And they don't even flash like they used to do when they first got the right. Amen? In some states in America, when they got that right, they used to be just walking in all the malls and movie places and set up in the movies, kissing each other and hugging each other, men with men, women with women, and just acting foolishly. Now, they're trying to keep it on a down low. Amen? Keep it, so you won't know. Amen? And it's still happening. We've got to understand. The belief in you, I believe in you, Christ. I believe in the Bible, amen, teaches us the things before, the evidence of things not seen. That's why America is getting blinder and blinder. They've lost their faith in God, amen, in Christ Jesus, amen. Even out in the world of churches now, folk are telling people what they want to hear, not what they must do in order to be saved. Amen. And then they're definitely not preaching the only church that's in the Bible, the church of Christ. Only church in the Bible, which we are to come members of in the New Testament scriptures. Amen. And obey the word of God. Have that faith in God. What is faith? Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There's only one church in the Bible. And if you're a true member to that church, the church of Christ, if you're a true member and walking in the footsteps that Jesus ordained you to walk in, you live the most blessed, happiest life you could have ever lived on planet Earth. Amen? Mm-hmm. We know that faith is a sign as a substance of things hoped for, the evidence, the proof of things not seen. Amen? You can't get any more blessed than that on planet Earth. There's not but one way you can do it is follow the basic instructions of the Bible in the only church that Christ died in. Christ didn't die for all these churches you hear about on planet Earth, 300, 400 different churches on planet Earth. Christ did not do that. Christ died, shed his blood. Amen? That we might have light to the tree of life. And we're instructed on how to become a member of the only church in the Bible. You must hear the word, Acts 15 and 7. Believe it, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Repent of all your past sins, Luke 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And then be buried, immersed in water, rising from a new creation in Christ Jesus. Then walk respectably, righteously, in the only church that's on planet Earth, the Church of Christ. Amen? And somebody say, well, what are you talking about? Yeah, any church to do? No. The only one church you'll find in the Bible is the Church of Christ, the one that Christ came in, set the example for, then he killed him and hung him on the cross, Amen.
Amen.
And we have to become a member of that church. Now, when you do that and understand the Word of God, when you're baptized, you're born afresh. Christ was dipped in water himself. So that means the whole earth's water, wherever you are, enough water to dip you in, it makes you a member of the one church on planet Earth. Sprinkling is not going to do. Just receive Jesus in your heart. It's not going to do. You've got to obey the gospel. You've got to hear the word, Acts 15 and verse 7. Believe the word, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And then last but not least, be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins. Rise therefrom, a new creation in Christ Jesus, in the only church in the Bible. And these are the instructions of that only church in the New Testament scriptures that we must all become a member of and live faithfully and righteously until, amen?
Yeah.
And you know, I met a million people that were older and they lived good lives and died and they said, just waiting to get to heaven, amen? And I noticed the members that were around, everybody said they were very faithful people. The Bible told us to be thou faithful unto when death, or faithful to thee in Jesus. I've been out there and got messed up and sinning and carrying on out there. And he, well, I need Jesus. Well, you need him every day of your life. You need him, amen. And he'll help you keep walking in his footsteps and living the most blessed life you could ever live on planet Earth. Amen. That's what it's all about, amen. Nothing else can do that but the one church in the Bible. How do you become a member of that church? You got to hear the word. Acts chapter 15 and verse 7. Believe the word. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Repent of all your past sins. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ, the Son of God. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. Then last but not least, be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of your sins. You know, we have so many different churches on planet Earth. But I think the biggest, from what I read historically, is the church, the Catholic Church. Amen?
Yeah.
And they sprinkle you. Amen? They sprinkle you.
Yeah.
Amen? But in Acts chapter 2, baptism is commanded to have all your sins washed away. Now, some people don't even sprinkle you. Just say, just receive them in your heart. Anything. Amen? Because most of the churches on planet Earth are in it for the money. Amen? And many of the guys getting the money and the honeys in the church. Amen?
Yeah.
Going with the plenty of sisters in there and everything else. It's pathetic to see what people are doing against the Word of God.
Yeah.
Live like you want to live. Do what you want to do. Just receive Him in your heart. Receive Him in your heart. Bible says in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, they were baptized into Christ Jesus. Amen. You have to be submerged. You have to hear the word. Acts 15 and 7, believe it. Hebrews 11 and verse 6, repent of your sins. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3, confess Christ to be the Son of God. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32, and then be buried in the water grave. Acts chapter 2. Verses 37 and 38. That's what you got to do. You just can't receive them in your heart. You can't do like a lot of these people doing people and tell them that they are in the church. It is one of the most holistic games on planet Earth. Amen? Telling people believe in God, they want you to believe. Not like the Bible. There's only one Bible on planet Earth. And the instructions on how to obey the word of God and live the finest life on planet Earth, an everlasting life with Christ Jesus in heaven, walking on streets of gold eternally. Only one of two places. After we pass from this life, one of two places we're going. We're going to go to heaven or go to hell. Amen. There are some people say you can go halfway between heaven and hell. Well, I'm telling you what, for saying that, they're going to go to hell. For believing that, they're going to go to hell. Because there's only one of two places you can go after leaving this planet Earth. Amen? And that's directed to hell or directed to heaven. And people need to quit that. You know, you got a lot of so-called churches on the Earth. All they're in it for is the finances, the money. Amen. And a lot of the preachers will tell you anything that you want to hear. As long as you, when that plate is passed, give everything they want them you to give. Amen. Just give. Pass it three or four times every Sunday, boy. Just getting the money. Amen. And you remember what the Bible says? The love of money is the root of all evil. Amen. And that's why many churches, that are out here on planet Earth are not even thinking about going to God. They got their headquarters on Earth somewhere. And it's all about the money. And they got to tell people anything they want to hear to get them to come and become a member of their church, not Christ's church. There's only one church in the Bible. Amen. Just one. Amen. And that's what you're going to do, follow the basic instructions of the Bible and get in the one church that's in the Bible, which is the church of Christ. Christ shed his blood on Calvary. Amen. And established the church. We have instructions in the Bible on what to do in the church. Get the mechanical instruments and music out of there and all that foolishness going on up in there and do as God told us to do. Ephesians 5:19 told us what to do to everybody. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart unto the Lord. And a lot of these churches get full on Sundays, and they're not in the Bible, but they know they can bring the people to a Sunday morning nightclub. But that music and everything, that preacher up there shouting and screaming, and ain't saying much about the Bible. Just say God every now and then. God, the Lord Jesus. In there, but no scriptural doctrine. And that's why I'm sending a whole lot of people to hell. And my question to you tonight, if you're listening and you're not in the one true church in the Bible, what in hell do you want? What's down there so good? Amen. And we see in America, they just do anything they want. You know, drinking, smoking dope, and everything else, fornicating and committing adultery and everything. All of the sins that we're not supposed to do. You need to get it right. Amen? Because you're taking a journey to hell, not to heaven. But they go to some of these churches, these preachers, they're on that way to hell, and they're going to take you with them. Amen? Because they're telling you lies from the pulpit. And they said, this is my church, amen, all that. And a lot of them own the church that you're in. The church belongs to the church of Christ, amen. Jesus said, Matthew 16:18, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. There's only one church in the Bible, for the gates of hell will not prevail against it. But you go down and get in this man's or this organization that's not in the Bible, you hell-bound. Amen? And you need to know how many people are going to hell. Amen. Only a few shall be saved. Amen? But hell, whoa, Lord have mercy. Amen? Just think about it. If you just take your mind, just think about how many people are in the only church in the Bible, the Church of Christ. How many other churches is it that people got millions of people in? Amen? And Christ said only a few shall be saved. And in order for you to be saved, you got to be a member of the Church of Christ, the only church in the Bible. How do you become a member of it? You come by hearing God's word, Acts 15:7. Believing in Hebrews 11:6. Repenting of all your past sins, Luke 13:3. Confessing Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10:32. And last but not least, being buried, baptized into Christ Jesus. And immersed, totally immersed, amen, and you wash away all your past sins, rise there from a new creation in Christ Jesus, and just walk in the footsteps of Jesus, amen.
That's it.
Yeah, that's how you become a member. Amen. Maria, Brother Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'm just saying and thinking on what both of y'all have said tonight.
Yes.
It is true.
Amen.
Men, all they want to do is set up their churches.
That's it.
You don't see nowhere in this book God ever named the Baptist Church.
Amen.
You don't see nowhere he ever named the Catholic Church.
Amen.
Amen.
You can read from Genesis to Revelation, and you won't find it.
Amen.
So if
Amen.
It's not in the Word of God, where did it come from? You ought to ask yourself that.
Yeah.
Where did it come from? If it didn't come from God, it had to come from man through Satan.
Amen.
Yes.
See, people don't realize what they're doing. And then we got a lot of folks do know what they're doing. They don't want to change. They want to stay like they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to read something to you tonight to get your attention. Because you need to know, if you don't do what God say, as Brother Parker said earlier, you're going to hell.
Yes.
Plain simple. Ain't no getting around hell if you don't go do what Jesus tells you. Jesus is doing the talking, and he said, if you don't do what I tell you and obey what I say, that's why you're headed. You can't be a split between heaven and hell. There's no split there. It's either up or down.
Nine.
Heaven or hell, whichever one you want to go. Your choice, not God's choice. He gave you a book of instruction, and you don't want to follow it. Look here, I'm going to read something to you to get your attention. He says here in Ezekiel, the third chapter, and I want you to follow along with me. He said, and it came to pass at all the end of the seventh day that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying unto the Son of Man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, thou givest him not warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from the wicked ways to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his sin.
Yes.
Amen. The blood of will I require at thy hand. Yet if I warn the wicked and turn away from his wickedness, and not from his wickedness ways till his iniquity, thou hast delivered thy soul.
Yes.
Amen.
We are here to warn the wicked.
Amen.
And the righteous. We're not going to leave either one out.
No.
Because the righteous, he go back to sin.
Yeah.
We're going to warn you, if you don't take heed to the word of God, give
Amen.
To the church that's written in the Bible, you cannot be saved on the outside.
Amen.
You got to do it the way God said it.
Yes.
Men try to get away from God and thinking they're smart, thinking their philosophy and their school education going to save them. That's not going to work. God had already set the stage. Jesus said in John 8:21-24, he said, if you cannot come while that if you die in your sin. You can't come while that. You can't come with sin. You've got to be in Christ. To come to Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us what to do to get into Christ, and we got to follow the plan.
Yeah.
The plan is in the book, not in the preacher, not in the man, not in nobody on earth, but in God. If God can't save, you can't be saved.
That's it.
The Bible tells us that Christ come to die to save our soul, but we don't believe that because we won't obey that.
Amen.
And 1 Peter 1:22, seeing ye purified your soul by obeying the truth through the spirit of the unfree love of the brethren, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed by the word of God.
Amen.
You got to be born again.
Yes.
John 3 said you must be born of the water and of the spirit.
Amen.
There ain't no other way to do it. If you can show me another way to do it than what the Bible says, I'll listen. But if you can't, I will not hear it. I will not go against God's word. I will stand on solid truth, solid foundation of the word. The Bible is right, and America better wake up and look at the word of God. People are dying every day. 24/7.
Yes.
7 days a week.
Yes.
168 hours a week. 365 days a year. Funerals everywhere. All over the globe.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Men don't believe that God still exists. God exists today as he did 2,000 years ago.
Yes.
He's still
Amen.
Here. Running the world. Satan is running so far, but God got him under control on a leash.
Amen.
He's not going nowhere.
Amen.
He's just running to and fro from one end to the other end, but God still got him. He can't do nothing with the church of Christ. God made that plain and simple in Matthew 16 and verse number 18. Upon this rock, I, Jesus talking, will build my church, and all the devils in hell can't do nothing with it.
Amen.
Amen.
God can't do nothing with it. All they can do is just go head on. The devil has already lost the game. When they had a war in heaven, old Michael, that archangel, was a strong soldier. Put Satan down. Tossed him all out of heaven. He can't go back.
Amen.
He's messed up. Oh, he's messed up.
That's right.
The biggest fool that ever walked the planet of the earth is the devil. And everybody's a fool that follows him.
Yeah.
Amen.
They followed the wrong one.
Amen.
Men don't realize that they followed the wrong one. They think the devil got it all mapped out, and he's mapping it out for them to go straight to hell. After death, in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, said, what's the point of man to die? Then to come the judgment. What judgment, Joshua? The final judgment. You should have been ready. You should have been in Christ. You should, if you were in Christ, if you're not in Christ, you're going to hell. If you never obeyed the gospel, you're already there.
Amen.
You know what? A lot of folks don't know this, Brother William. If you never have obeyed the gospel, you have never came out of Satan's kingdom.
Amen.
You still in until you obey the gospel. The gospel will bring you out of Satan's kingdom. Colossians 1:13-18.
Yes.
You got to come out of it. You can't stay in the kingdom of the devil and then jump in the kingdom of Christ at the same time. You got to give one of them up.
Amen.
And Christ is the one that's going to pull you out. That's what you, 1 and verse 23 was talking about. Say, Christ wants to pull you out of the fire, but you won't let it.
Amen.
You won't let it.
Amen.
He wants to pull you out. How do he pull you out? Through the gospel.
Yeah.
And Mark the 16th chapter, verse 15 and 16. And he said unto them, go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe that, that is baptized, shall be saved. He that believe not shall be damned. The word damn meaning going to hell.
Amen.
And we got people that want to hear that word. But that's just true as it is. As Brother Parker said, what in the hell you want?
Amen.
Right. Ain't nothing else we can give you. If you don't want the word of God, you don't want nothing.
Amen.
The word of God only thing can save a man's soul. Keep his soul out of hell, and he don't believe that he's going that way. Man don't realize that, Brother William. He already fell. He ain't never left it.
Amen.
He never left it. How could you get out of hell and you never believe you how to get out anyway? You already left. Are you waiting on it to die?
Yeah.
Amen.
When you die, that's it. It's all over with. Ain't no talking about, well, yeah, I plan on getting it right, Brother William. No, you wasn't. You were planning on getting it right. You got it right.
Amen.
You're earned enough, and you ought to obey God.
Yeah.
We're trying to get you to obey God, not a preacher.
Amen.
Not too many people want to obey preachers. If the preacher can save you, then where did Jesus come from?
Amen.
Where did Jesus come from? Think about it for a minute, brethren. Where did Jesus come from if the preacher can save you?
Oh.
I got to go check with my preacher. Mm. I got to go check with my reverend. I got to go check with my pastor. Huh? But but yet your pastor going to hell, your reverend going to hell, and all the devils in hell going to hell.
Yes.
Ain't nobody going to hell in that way. If you haven't obeyed the gospel, been baptized in water like Brother Parker said, you're not going to heaven. That's plain
Amen.
And simple. How plain can we make it to you?
All right.
It's simple.
Nice.
We want to argue with God and tell God what to do. Well, God, I ought to think it ought to be this way. God, I ought to think it ought to be that way. You can't tell God how to do it. God tells you how to do it. And you're the biggest fool to ever challenge God. We the biggest fool in the world, brother. We're challenging God.
Amen.
And your life taken, God can take your life before you can breathe another breath. Huh?
Amen.
Oh, we so messed up. In James chapter 1, verse 13 through 15, it talks about when sin is over with, then death.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The sin, you die in that situation is over with, then death. Oh, you already in hell.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Ain't that the same? Yeah. The world is in hell, Brother Parker. They just
yeah.
ain't died yet. The living, the dead walking in hell. And we see them walking in hell.
Yeah.
And we trying to get them out, and they don't want to come out. Now, that's sad, Brother Parker. That is
yeah.
sad than it's ever been before. All kind of things going on. All kind of things that we see today that we never thought would come to pass. But it's coming to pass. God not playing with us. He read in the Church of Christ. He said, now look at what you're doing. Don't you get caught up in it.
Amen.
I think about Brother Noah. How he had to face all the same stuff, Brother William, face what men are doing today.
Yeah.
Preached 100 years and everybody went to hell.
Mm-hmm.
His
Amen.
Yeah.
And everybody going to hell in our generation if they don't come to Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we got Solomon and Gomorrah on the steps right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
He ain't went nowhere. And if you read your Bible, just go through, and you'll see where it talks about Solomon and Gomorrah, an example. Solomon and Gomorrah, an example.
Yeah.
Why? All the way to even in the New Testament, even over in the book of 2 Peter, talking about Solomon and Gomorrah. Solomon and Gomorrah is an example. So we're talking about this. If you die in that situation, you're going to be destroyed just like Solomon and Gomorrah were. Sin will carry you to hell.
Amen.
You got to get it washed away.
Yes.
God said, get it washed away, Brother William.
Yes.
He ain't tell you sprinkle it on nobody's head.
Nope.
He said, dip it.
Yes.
He said, toss them in water.
Amen.
When you wash your clothes, Brother William, do you sprinkle water on them? No. When you wash dishes, do you sprinkle water on your dishes? No. You dip them down in the water and wash them.
Yes.
When you take a bath, you get in the water.
Amen.
You clean the body
Amen.
Up. And now it's time to clean the soul up.
Amen.
Got too many people talking about, you don't have to be baptized to be saved. That's a lie.
Amen.
Amen.
Be baptized. Jesus said you had to be baptized. Jesus said you had to be born again. He said you had to be born
Amen.
Of the water and of the spirit. You can't have one without the other. That's why
yeah.
I know everybody got the spirit, Holly. Because everybody's talking about, I got the Holy Spirit. I got the Holy Spirit. How did you get it?
Amen.
If you ever got baptized into Jesus Christ in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, when Peter told them people that day on the dead Pentecost, he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He didn't
Amen.
Tell you to go and sprinkle no water on nobody. He didn't tell nobody to get sprinkled water on 3,000 souls. God told him what to tell the people, be baptized into Jesus Christ. And you notice something, I noticed something about people, Brother Wee. They're not honest.
Amen.
They love God. They're lying, Brother Parker. They don't
yes.
love God. They you know how I know they don't love God? Because they won't obey what God says. The Bible says in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Love is one
Amen.
Of the commandments that God said keep, and we won't do it.
Amen.
We don't love God. We say that, but when it comes out to the reality, we say, oh, well, I think I like God. You don't even like him because you don't want to be nothing to say. You don't want to do nothing, he said. Huh?
Man.
The Bible tells me in Matthew 15, verse 7 through 10, it
yeah.
tells me that the heart of me was the lips, but the hearts are far from me.
Yeah.
He did for doctrine and commandment to men.
Amen.
They're not doing what God says.
Nope.
God says, be baptized. What's the water? Here's what people say. What's the water going to do? It ain't what the water going to do. It's what your faith going to do in the water.
Amen.
Amen.
You go down in the watery graves of baptism by faith. Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 12. That's how
Amen.
You do it. Oh, see, a whole lot of folks all messed up. And the Bible tells me, Brother William, there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
Just one.
Just one.
Yes.
We talk about we can get the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the baptism of this and the baptism of that. That ain't what the Bible telling us to do.
Amen.
He gave that to the apostles. If you read the Bible right.
Yeah.
See, they don't read the Bible right. They want to take scriptures all out of context. How much they can raise the dead and heal the sick. Well, why do we got still all the doctors?
Amen.
Amen.
When a man die, he got to go to the funeral hall. The funeral hall got to put him in the grave, take him to the graveyard. And then we got to leave because we can't sit out there all night. Nope.
Amen.
We got to close the gate. Oh, I can raise the dead. I challenge some preachers and stuff. That's why I tell you what, since you can raise the dead, let's go to the funeral hall. Well, now they might have one more
yeah.
message. Man. If a person can raise the dead, you can go raise it now. You ain't got to worry about what his people say. You can't
Amen.
Do it. Then I got some people tell me, I can get you out of a wheelchair. Well, then do it. Here I said.
Yeah.
And they can't
Amen.
Do that, Brother William.
Amen.
And you ask them, get me out of the wheelchair. Well, you ain't got enough faith. How much faith can that do a dead man have?
No.
Lazarus didn't have no faith. And Jesus called it to come forth.
Amen.
Amen.
From the dead.
From the dead. The man was already dead. Did he have any faith in the grave? No. He was already dead.
Amen.
And Jesus said, come forth, and he got up.
Amen.
Not men, they can do the same thing. They can't do that. But God is
Amen.
Trying to tell us to do. When we baptize an individual, he already come alive. What comes alive? His spirit.
Oh, amen.
That's what comes alive. His soul comes alive.
Yes.
His spirit comes alive.
Amen.
He's living
yes.
again. He's living spiritually. So when he come out of his body, guess what? He's a new creature of Christ. He gonna go on to heaven
amen.
And be with the Lord.
Amen.
God wants the soul, not the body.
Amen.
Yeah.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, begin at verse 16 and 17, he says, the outward man perishes,
yeah.
but the inward man is renewed day by day.
All right.
Amen.
The inner man is renewed. What you talking about, Lord? I'm saving it, but the body going by this business. Every day we live, we die. Well, how you know that,
Amen.
Brother Johnson? Because I got pain here and I got pain there. That's a part of you leaving, getting ready to leave. It's just a matter of slow process. But
Amen.
God is all wrapped up. Don't worry about death. Worry about living on.
Amen.
That's our problem.
Amen.
The eternity is what you want. You
Amen.
Want eternal life.
Never end.
God said, I'll give it to you. And then God said, I'm going to give it to you now. And when you walk out
Amen.
The body, I'm going to give it to you forever.
Yes.
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. I know what I'm talking about. The Bible tells me what that means. Every time I sit here and read my Bible, brother, I learn something.
Yes.
I learn something every day, Brother Parker. God is right. Regardless of how we feel about it, God still is right.
Amen.
And we might as well wake up and smell the flowers while we're living.
Yes.
Don't bring me my flowers while I'm dead because I can't smell them.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Most people bring a whole bouquet of flowers at your grave site almost, and you can't smell them. Because you never lay down. While you're living, bring me my flowers. Don't preach no funeral for me.
Amen.
Preach to the living.
Amen.
I don't live my life. You just preach to those who haven't obeyed the gospel.
Amen.
You know, when a person goes to a funeral, I watch when I have been to a member of the Lord's church funeral. I watch some of my brethren. I said, man, don't preach to the man that's laying there. Preach to the audience. I know when I had to do a eulogy in Brookshire, Brother Parker, and there was this man, he was 97, you know, 98 years old, 99 years old, almost 100.
Yeah.
And when I got there, the brethren thought I was going to preach him. I said, no, I got to preach to the people out here in the audience.
Amen.
And one lady said, I ain't never heard of that before. I said, you lady, keep listening, you'll hear more.
Amen.
Just keep listening, you'll hear more. I said, because this man has done what he had to do. He got into Christ, that's all he had to worry about. I said, the man's still alive, but he's not here with us.
Amen.
I haven't never read that. I need to go back and check your Bible.
In the spirit,
the man still living.
Amen.
He was the soul. I have a soul by that. God have a place for us. Guess why they're in Abraham bosom.
Amen.
You go that way, you're in Abraham bosom. What did the rich man and Lazarus say? Lazarus was in Abraham bosom. The rich man died, he was buried, and he went to hell.
In hell.
Never
mind.
Amen. It's still there.
Amen.
To this day. Still in torment.
Yes.
Can't get out.
Amen.
Hell is a locked up place. It's worse than penitentiary.
Amen.
Amen.
Penitentiary will do 20 years, brother, we and walk out a free man.
Yeah.
And hell, you walk in and you stay in.
Never get out.
And never get out. And God never gives Satan the keys to unlock it for you.
Nope.
You go in, you stay in.
Amen.
People are talking about, I'll die and go to hell. Well, you crazy. You're terrible.
Yes,
you will tell God you will die and go to hell? How in the world can you do that?
No.
Ain't no way in the world. I'm going to sit here in a wheelchair and tell God I'll die and go to hell.
Nonsense.
You've got to be an idiot, a crazy man, a crazy woman. What?
No sense.
No sense at all. Ain't even making no sense, Brother Will.
Amen.
And talking crazy. My mother, were you telling me my mother what the hell? I tell your mother about nothing because I don't even know your mother.
Amen.
I'm telling you what you need to do.
God
said. That's right, what God said. And you're going to tell me, that condemned my mother. No, it don't. Did your mother obey God? Well, she's in the Baptist church. What I got to do with that?
She didn't obey God.
She didn't obey God, so ain't nothing I can do for her.
Lord condemned.
I said, you take it up with God. We get to help tell God you don't like what he did.
Mm.
And I can imagine what God asked is going to be to you real quick.
Mm.
You can join her, huh?
Amen.
You can join
Amen.
Her. If you don't like what I did, you can join her. And you don't have to worry about it.
Mm.
Huh? Oh, people ought to get their lives together. People better get together. The Church of Christ better get it together.
Amen.
Because people are leaving here. I mean,
Amen.
The woman was sleeping in her bed this morning.
Yeah.
And got shot in the leg. Could have been the end of her life.
Amen.
She ought to be on her knees talking to God now.
Yeah.
You see, people don't realize straight bullets, guns, eyes, and then Donald Trump talking about gun control at 21. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Folks are just killing to be killing now.
Mine.
Amen.
That's all they're doing.
Be God control.
That's what you need. It's God control.
Amen.
Donald Trump can't do nothing for America.
Hmm.
He ain't got God.
Amen.
God has God to take for America. See, we keep voting for the wrong people in the Senate seat and in the Congress seat, putting them devils in there, and they can't do nothing for us.
Amen.
They can't do nothing for the Church of Christ. My leader is Christ. I think about over there in 1 Samuel, chapter 12, when those people said, we want a king, Samuel.
Uh-huh.
And God told Samuel, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. God said, let them have a king. I'm sure what's going to happen to them. And, what happened to them, Brother Will? I wouldn't want to be there. Well, they paid the price.
Amen.
They suffered.
Yeah,
we got people like that today. Oh, we want Donald Trump. We don't want so-and-so. I don't want either one. I didn't want Hillary. I didn't want Donald Trump either.
Amen.
Because I knew they'd bring America out of it. Look at it. It's worse now than it was before.
Immoral nation.
Huh?
Immoral nation.
And the way you put that Bible behind your back, you're in trouble.
Amen.
Amen.
Bible ain't going nowhere.
Amen.
And Romans 6, 1 through 4. So what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, for so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, was baptized into his death. Like as Christ rose from the dead, we should also walk in the newness of life. Are we walking in the newness of life today, or are we playing with God? We need to get it right. Baptist churches are wrong. Catholic churches are wrong. Methodist churches are wrong. Christian Science are wrong. Jehovah's Witnesses are wrong. If they don't believe in what we believe that is right in the Word of God, they're all going to hell. They don't have the doctrine of Christ. The Bible tells me in 2 John 1 and verse 9, whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ has not God.
Amen.
He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son.
Yes.
Do you have both the Father and the Son? You ain't got both of them. You ain't got none one of them.
Amen.
You can't separate one from the other. Because it's both a one.
One God.
And we try to make them two and three and four and five now. We try to have five, six gods now. People have got away from the Bible. So, well, I can serve my God the way I want to. You go and serve the God you want to serve. Now, here's how they're putting it now. When you go to your church, there ain't no such thing in the Bible, your church.
Amen.
Amen.
God never gave the apostles a church.
Nope.
See, God knew he got so I did not even get in one because they get beside themselves. My son going to run this business. And my son is myself, and I'm going to run this business, and that way it won't be no mess up.
Amen.
God knew what he's doing. And we got near the day. Everywhere you go, well, this is Reverend so-and-so's church. This is Pastor so-and-so's church. This is so-and-so's church. They don't want to call them Brother William. No. They want to call them Reverend and Pastor.
Yeah.
They don't even know what a Reverend is. They don't even know what a Pastor is.
Holy Father.
And Holy Father. Kissing hands, down on their knees, kissing the man's feet. That ain't what the Bible said. In Matthew 23, verse 8 and 9, Jesus said, call no man your father for God.
Amen.
And we got people calling people fathers and things on planet Earth.
The Holy Seat.
The Holy Priest, the Holy Father, and all that foolishness. God didn't tell you to call it that.
Amen.
And we're doing opposite of what God said. Or we going kissing hands. We fall down on our knees.
Yeah.
And then we bow down to him like he's gone.
Yeah.
And we'll I tell you something. We'll call the preacher Mr. So and so, but we just call Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. We won't even say Mr. Christ. We won't even say Mr. God. We just say God and Jesus. But we'll call the Pope Mr. or we'll call the preacher Mr. And we'll give the preacher God's name. Let me give you an example. Reverend William, Reverend Parker. But we won't call God Reverend. We won't call God Reverend. Either one is Reverend.
He's the only Reverend.
And we won't even call him that.
The only Reverend.
And we'll sit there. I asked a question. I said, why you call me Reverend, and I'm not God, but you won't call God Reverend, and he's Reverend.
Amen.
Well,
yes.
We so used to saying Reverend to the man. I said, you know what? But you're going to hell for it, too.
Amen.
You're going to hell for it. Because some of you know better.
Repent.
I asked people that question. You know, y'all say, yeah, you always tell somebody going to hell for that. I said, everything I say, I can back it up with the book. We are not to call me a rebel. Psalms 111, verse 9.
Amen.
Because I have sinned against it under my people, holding rebel as my name.
Amen.
Now, how can you get your name to be rebel? And God say that's his name.
Amen.
Okay, let's put it this way. Since you think you're smart, so I'm your God, right? If I tell you to go out there and kill somebody, you're going to do it, right? I'm your God, right?
Yeah.
Well, how are you? I'm not going to do what I tell you. You said I'm your God. I'm your Reverend. So if I tell you, I tell you, somebody down, you're going to do it. Now, that wouldn't be right. See what I mean?
All right.
You got enough sense to think, so how come you ain't got enough sense to obey God?
Amen.
You got enough sense to know that that's wrong, what I'm telling you, but you ain't got enough sense to obey God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's so sad how America was sent there and won't obey God.
Amen.
But guess what? The first thing they holler when they go to the hospital, Brother William, I can imagine when they come to you, will you pray for me?
Yeah.
Why are you praying for me?
I need prayer.
I need prayer for what?
Mm.
You didn't do what God told you while you was on your feet. You ain't going to do what God tell you landing in the hospital bed.
Nope.
Yeah.
You can't do it now. It's too late.
Mm.
You still got to obey God. But
Amen.
You waited too late. Now you want me to pray for you. It won't do you no good.
Amen.
God told Jeremiah the same problem in Jeremiah chapter 7, I believe at verse 14. He said, don't pray for these people. I will not hear you, Jeremiah. And Jeremiah probably was one of God. I pray to help them. They won't help them. They done went too far. Thank God. They done went too far in sin.
Amen.
I'm going to take them out now. That's the end of them. That's why God didn't answer the prayer.
Mm.
You can go too far with
Amen.
God. Don't go to playing with God like that.
Keep you over.
God would make you wish you had a prayed and obeyed him before you even got on your sick bed.
Amen.
There's a lot of folks playing in the hospital, Brother William, can't get up.
Not anymore.
And they can't move. Then we got the one got Alzheimer's and can't obey.
Can't
move.
Amen.
Can't move. If you get sick with Alzheimer's, you can forget about baptizing that person.
Amen.
You can just go on by. At the nurse case, well, he got Alzheimer's. You forget about going by.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time because you'll never get a soul.
Amen.
Because the soul is the best stuff. God looking for honest people. And that's why we got to find those honest souls that wants to obey God.
Amen.
God say, oh, you ain't obeying me. I'm going to take you out. I'll take you out. I'm going to tell y'all something, brethren. Don't get discouraged because you see all this mess happening. Don't get discouraged about that.
Yeah.
Just keep on preaching.
Amen.
Noah kept preaching.
Yes,
he
sir.
Kept building the ark.
Yep.
God was with it. See, when God with you, brethren, you ain't got to worry about what the world don't do. You just keep preaching.
Amen.
And keep telling them what
Amen.
God is, whether they do it or not. You just keep preaching. Every time you mount the pulpit or go in their home, you tell them what that Bible says. And if they don't listen or take heed, God will take it from there. I guarantee
Amen.
He'll get more attention.
Amen.
See, we kind of get worried. Well, ain't nobody obeyed. Well, let me tell you a secret. Save yourself.
Amen.
Save
Amen.
Yourself. I'm like Brother NLM used to say all the time, and I love the way he used to say it. He said, if you can't save your parents, save yourself.
Amen.
If you can't save your wife, save yourself.
Amen.
If you can't save your children, save yourself. If
yes.
you can't save nobody, save yourself. That's what Noah did.
Amen.
Noah saved himself. And it was them that heard
Amen.
It. And that heard it was the eighth soul. That was the sixth soul that was with it. Seventh soul that was with it.
Yes.
That was his wife
and his
three sons and his three daughter-in-law. They heard what he said. They got an ark. All the rest of them died. With the hell.
Yes.
Amen.
That's how the story is going down.
Amen.
And that's what's happening now. When we tell a person something, Brother William, don't get discouraged.
Yes.
They choose to go to hell. You didn't take them down there.
Amen.
You didn't send
Amen.
Them down there. You tried to get them out. And they didn't want the word of God. See, when you turn the word of God down, what you're saying, really, God, you can't save me. God, you
Amen.
Can't help me. That's what you're telling God. You
yes.
tell him you can't help you.
I don't believe.
I don't believe what you're saying is true. I don't believe in water baptism.
No.
I don't even trust that.
Amen.
So if you don't
Amen.
Trust it, you don't believe in it. So what do you keep talking about it?
Can't be saved.
You can't be saved.
Amen.
Yes.
And you're going to die and go to hell.
Amen.
That's plain and simple. You choose to go to hell, then the door is open.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know something about Satan. Satan don't never lock the door.
No.
No, he don't lock the door.
Wow.
Just walk right in. But he locked behind you.
Yep.
Can't get out. But now watch this. You go towards heaven, and if you ain't right, guess what? You'll never get in.
Because
heaven is locked. You're locked. You can't walk in there.
Can't
walk in heaven without stopping at the judgment.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. You can't walk in God's house. You got to come through Jesus.
Yes.
John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me.
Amen.
You'll come through Jesus. You ain't coming through nobody else.
That's right.
That's what's wrong with the world today. They talk about they got Jesus. They ain't got Jesus. The Jesus that they got is the devil.
Amen.
The devil disguised himself as Jesus. And he done fooled the world with his worldly goods down here on earth.
Yeah.
But guess what? The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, all of it's going to be burned up. Yeah, what you going to be then? What you going to have then? Nothing.
Hell.
Hell bound. And that's burned up. Oh, you don't want to go to hell. You don't want to go. I believe if you could get by heaven, you crawl in. If you get by.
Amen.
But you can't. Because those angels are right at the door looking at you. You're not slipping in. You're not sliding in. You're not crawling in.
Amen.
And you're not sneaking in.
Amen.
They got you covered. So you know you're going to hell anyway.
Yes, sir.
The Bible tells us hell ain't nothing to play with.
Amen.
Jesus said in Psalms 139, verse number 8, he said, if you make your bed in heaven, I'm there. If you make your bed in hell, I'm there. Other words, I've been there. Why are you going? Oh, man, don't know who he messing with. He done messed up.
Yeah.
America, it may be going to hell. But don't you go.
Amen.
Don't you go.
Amen.
That's what you worry about.
Repent.
Keep yourself straight.
Amen.
Repent every day.
Yes.
Don't never let repent slip your mind. Don't let it slip your mind.
Yes.
Repent every day, every night, every evening, whatever you get on your knees down, oh God. Keep on repenting. Because God will hear the prayers of the righteous and turn his face against those that practice evil. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 12.
Amen.
Ain't no doubt about it. God said, I'll hear your prayers if you live in righteously.
Yes.
In Christ Jesus. If you're on the outside, he don't hear you.
Amen.
You're praying a vain prayer.
That's
a sad situation. Got many on their knees tonight, Brother William. And God don't hear them. Why? Because they haven't surrendered to Christ.
Amen.
They haven't obeyed the gospel. You can't go to heaven without the gospel. And then here's another problem we got in America. And we need to know this. We've got to be wearing the name Christian or Christ at the judgment.
Amen.
If we're not wearing that name, we're not going up there.
Amen.
I can't be wearing Baptist and go to heaven.
Nope.
I can't be wearing Catholic and go to heaven.
Nope.
I can't be wearing Jehovah Witness and go to heaven.
Nope.
I can't be wearing Seventh-day Adventist and go to heaven.
Mm-mm.
I can't be wearing Christian Science and go to heaven.
Amen.
So the only place I can go is to hell.
Amen.
So I got to come out of denominationalism into Christ.
Yeah.
I've been translated. How that happened, Brother Johnson? By obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Nah.
Acts 2:38 to 2:47. Now, when the Lord said he adds you to the church, you add to the church.
Amen.
And God adds you to the church the time you obey his will.
Yes.
I'm in God's will. You need to ask yourself tonight, is you in God's will?
Amen.
If you're not, you're in the devil's will.
All right.
And then you're on your way to hell. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let now another night pass you.
Amen.
Church of Christ is all over the globe.
Yes.
It's all over the globe. you can call us now, and we'll try to find a car and help you get in that baptism.
Yes.
Before it's too late. Because you die on the outside of the Lord's church, hellbound you are.
Amen.
There's no hope. Hope is in Christ and not outside of Christ.
Yes.
We need to get in Christ tonight.
Amen.
Don't let salvation pass you up. Salvation is only in Christ, not outside of Christ.
Amen.
Too many people want to get salvation, but they don't want to get it in Christ. They want to get it in Baptists and Methodists and Catholics, but it won't work. It won't work. I'm so grateful, and I'm so glad that it's in Christ. Because Christ won't fool you, but he'll school you. Oh? Huh?
Yes.
He'll school you. All you got to do is read his word. Stay with the book.
You'll learn.
You'll learn something. You'll learn tonight if you do what God tells you.
Amen.
All you got to do is obey the will.
By faith.
Faith will carry you all the way to glory.
Yes.
If you follow God. Just make up your mind. Say, I'm going to follow you, Father, no matter what it takes.
Amen.
No matter how long it takes.
Yes.
If it takes me 90 years, I'll do it. If it takes me 100 years, I'll do it.
Yes.
But if you do it God's way, you'll make it. I promise you in my heart, and I know you'll make it. Because I have faith in God all the way. When I was laying in the hospital for 6 days, Brother Williams, all that time I was talking to my God, Lord, give me another chance.
Amen.
To preach your word. He gave it to me. I'm going to keep on preaching until I leave this earth.
Amen.
Like Brother Parker said, preach it until you leave the earth.
That's it.
Don't quit preaching because you're on your feet again. Preaching more now than you ever did before.
Yes.
Tell the people the truth. Once they get mad, swell up and buff and cuss, knock knees out of the joint, bump their head against the wall, fall down, have spasms, foam at the mouth, you still tell them what Jesus said.
Amen.
The world going to hate us, Brother William.
Yes.
Might as well get ready for it. They hate us already.
Yes.
And they don't want to hear the truth. But guess what? One day our Lord is coming back, and he's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle.
Amen.
And when he pick it up, he's taking it up.
Yes.
He's taking it on back home. Taking it home forever.
Yes.
I can walk the streets of gold, Brother William.
Yes.
I don't have to worry about a wheelchair no more. I ain't got to say somebody come and help me up. I ain't got to say somebody walk with me. Because Jesus, I'll walk with you.
Amen.
I'll walk with you. I think about when I watched this picture with Bella Reese, when she said, I'll walk with you. Well, you know what? Jesus said, I'll walk with you.
Amen.
We can depend on his walk.
Yes.
And you see what I'm saying? We can depend on Jesus' walk.
Amen.
God is good.
Always.
Don't forget that, church.
Amen.
Everybody needs to get in Christ now.
Amen.
Young folk, you need to get in.
Yep.
Old folk, you need to get in.
Yep.
Middle-aged folk, we need to get in.
Amen.
Yep.
Get up out of here. God.
Amen.
Brother William, you close us out for the night.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brothers have done a magnificent job. Brother Parker.
Yes.
Johnson, I can't do nothing but just reemphasize what's already been taught.
Amen.
The world is in a moral condition that is sad.
Amen.
It's abominable.
Amen.
Our American society has become an immoral society.
Amen.
Because of the decision to sin before God.
That's it.
See, man
Amen.
Has taken and made up his own law of marriage to follow. And
Amen.
I guess he's going to have to save himself because God's not going to save us in our own foolishness. And
Amen.
That marriage law that men have made up, you can live together, fornication and adultery, and that's marriage. Men can get married. They can live in fornication and adultery with other men, and that's marriage.
Amen.
Women can live in fornication and adultery with other women, and that's marriage.
Mm.
Men can ordain marriage. All of this is a lie and a
pretense
against the word of God.
That's it. Amen.
America has adopted Satan's immoral will.
Amen.
It's totally immoral. It's totally decrepit. It's totally abominable.
Amen.
And God
Amen.
Is not pleased.
That's right.
The soul that sinned, it shall die.
That's it. Amen.
America's society is being fed an immoral rule of life.
Mm-hmm.
God teaches us good morals. We have to be moral creatures. We have to be spiritual creatures. We have to live a spiritual and a morally righteous life.
Amen.
If you don't, not be saved.
That's right.
I appreciate Brother Johnson. We're going to Ezekiel chapter 3. Well, God told Ezekiel, you're a watchman now. He said, you got to warn the wicked. And if you fail, I'm going to require their blood at your hand.
Amen.
He said, you got to warn the righteous. If you fail to warn the righteous and he died in sin, I'm holding you responsible for failing to warn him.
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers in Christ, ministers, fellow ministers of Jesus Christ, my brethren, if we don't warn the righteous and the wicked of their sinful way, God's going to send us to hell with them.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to hell, Brother Johnson.
I don't either.
Brother Parker,
Amen.
I'm trying my best not to go to hell.
Amen.
I'm
Amen.
Living the truth. I'm living and walking in my life by the truth.
Amen.
I'm going to follow the moral will of God. I'm not
Amen.
Going to do what my foreparents did and said. I'm not going to do what other folks say. I'm going to do what God said.
That's it. That's
Amen.
It. That's it.
If my mother don't obey God, shame on her.
Amen.
If my
Amen.
Father don't obey God, shame on him.
Amen.
If my
yeah.
children won't obey God, shame on them.
That's it.
Yeah.
I am intending to go to heaven, and I know that the only way I can be saved is to obey the written will of God.
That's it.
Amen.
I'm not speaking to me in some audible voice in the dark and in secret. God has spoken to all men openly through the word of the Bible.
Amen.
The book of the Lord. There is no excuse for any man
That's right.
to not obey
Amen.
The word of God. There are 40 or 50 languages in the world today, and the Bible is written in every language known to man.
Amen.
There is no excuse for any man to not know and be able to read and believe and obey the Bible, the word
Amen.
Of God. God has ministers who preach and have preached in every language. In the language of every nation on earth, the ministers
Amen.
Have preached and have taught. Translators have translated from one language to another. God has not accepted any excuses.
That's right.
Right.
Some people say, well, I'm going to worship God the way I feel.
Okay.
Well, that's not faith. Feeling is not faith.
Amen.
Faith is an act of obedience through the mind, through the heart of understanding.
Amen.
We worship
Amen.
God through our mind.
Amen.
Not through our feeling.
Amen.
A lot
yes.
of people are being taught that they need to worship God through their feelings.
Nah.
Feelings are deceitful.
Amen.
Feelings can fool you. You might
Amen.
Feel like somebody's going to kill you, and no one ever kills you.
That's right.
Hmm?
That's right.
You
Amen.
Might feel some danger and never experience the danger.
That's right.
The thing is that our feelings are not trustworthy. Faith
Amen.
In God is a result of hearing and believing and in receiving his word.
Romans 10:7.
Faith comes by hearing the word of God.
Amen.
Faith in God comes through the knowledge and the hearing of the Word of God.
Amen.
Not through your feelings. Not through what you think, as opposed to what God has said. If you don't think what God has said, then your thoughts are no good.
Amen.
God's thoughts are so much higher than your thoughts.
Amen.
His ways are so much righteous
than
your ways. His thoughts are as high as your, higher than your thoughts than the heavens are from the earth. We know that we can go into the heavens and we can go and travel forever. And you will never get out of it.
That's right.
You can be 500 million miles from planet Earth, and you still haven't got out of the heavens.
That's
it.
Amen.
Is so great. God's knowledge, wisdom, God's thoughts, God's word is that much greater than man's thoughts and feelings and man's ideas. There are so many churches in the world today. Why? Because men had an idea. Those are men's ideas.
Amen.
No man died for your sins.
That's
like
right.
The man Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
No man
Amen.
Died for his own sins. Jesus Christ died for the sins of every man.
Amen.
Every
Amen.
Man needs to come to Christ.
Amen.
No Christ,
Amen.
No salvation.
That's it.
In old Christ. N O salvation. K N O W Christ. K N O W salvation.
Amen. Amen.
You want salvation? You need to know him. How do we know him? Through faith.
That's it.
We have to believe in him.
Amen.
Amen.
Acts 8:37.
That's it.
The Ethiopian eunuch said, I believe that Jesus Christ is God the Son.
Amen.
And upon that confession, Philip baptized him. And he went on his way rejoicing. He was baptized in his soul. His
Amen.
Body
Amen.
Got wet. And his soul was saved.
Amen.
Today, God is looking to save souls.
Amen.
Your body is not being saved.
Amen.
Your
Amen.
Soul is being saved. Your body is destined for the grave.
Amen.
Your body is going
Amen.
To perish. God
Amen.
Is not saving body. God is saving soul. Will you obey God in your soul, in the spirit of your mind? Will you obey the gospel tonight?
Amen.
You heard it.
Amen.
Do you believe? You got to hear the gospel. Acts 2:38. You got to believe the gospel. Acts 2:38. You got to repent of your sin. Acts 2:38. You got to confess faith in Christ. And you got to be baptized for the removal of your sin. Baptism washes away sin. Acts 22:15.
Yeah.
If your sins have not been washed away, you are not saved and you cannot be saved.
Amen.
Nobody should be. That baptism is not essential, is not necessary for salvation from sin. The Bible says it is. Jesus commanded baptism. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
That's it. That's
Anyone believe the gospel, the truth. The truth will set you free from your sins when you obey it.
Amen.
You obey the truth. 1 Peter 1:22. We have to obey the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
God wants every man to be saved, but man got to want to be saved. We're going to preach the gospel whether men desire it or want to hear it or not. Because the
Amen.
Spirit told us that men will become so reprobate, so foolish, so hard-headed, so ignorant in their mind that they will not receive the word of God.
Amen.
They won't receive the wise and capable and saving gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As preachers, we got to preach it.
Got to do it.
To those who believe.
Amen.
Seek the fellowship of the Church of Christ in your community. Give the minister your hand as you give God your heart of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Be baptized according to faith in the truth and be saved, having your sins washed away, having the blood of Christ redeeming you, buying you back from the condemnation of hell.
Amen.
Saving your soul through faith in the obedience of God and the obedience toward Christ.
That's it.
Amen.
We implore you tonight. Be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Save yourself from this wicked and immoral and ungodly world that we live in.
Yes.
God is contacted with evil men. Most people in the world are immoral and ungodly.
Amen.
God is not happy.
Amen.
God has reserved the day in which he will judge the heart of every man.
Right.
And if you don't,
Amen.
Your lifetime, and you die in disobedience to God, you will go to hell.
That's it.
That's a warning. That's a warning to the wicked and to the righteous. If the righteous man turns and commits sin, and he dies in his sin, he will go to hell with the wicked.
That's it.
He is no longer a righteous man, but he is unrighteous in the sight of God.
Amen.
God is the judge. The preacher is not the judge. The reverend is not the judge.
That's right.
The pope is the judge. The pastor is not the judge.
Amen.
The minister is not the judge.
Amen.
Christ is the judge.
That's it. Amen. Amen.
You better obey Christ if you want him to save you and to give you a just and a righteous reward.
Amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close out this presentation tonight. We are pleading with you.
Amen.
Obey God. That's it.
Everlasting eternity too late. When is it going to be eternity too late? The moment you die and leave the world.
Amen.
You not come back.
That's it.
God not sending you back. The devil can't send you back.
Amen.
You're not coming back. You're going to be facing judgment.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. It's appointed on the men to die once.
Uh-huh.
You ain't going to die one time.
Amen.
And after that,
the judgment.
When you die once and then the judgment. That's what God said. Don't let nobody lie to you and fool you.
That's
it. You're not going to die, go to heaven or hell, and then come back.
No.
For what? That's not God. That's Satan's lie.
Amen.
That don't happen. Don't let no doctor, no philosopher, no psychologist, and no other person lie to you.
That's right.
You cannot die and go to heaven and then come back to live in this world.
Oh,
that's a lie.
Amen.
And that's not the word of God.
Amen.
You die once, and after that, you face Jesus Christ in the day of judgment.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, thank
you.
Thank you for giving us ministers of Christ this opportunity to declare your gospel salvation to the world.
Amen.
Through this radio and internet broadcast.
Please.
God, we are praying that the honest soul who hears will believe and obey the truth before it be everlasting and eternally too late.
Amen.
We pray for the members of the body of Christ all over the world that we will continue to be united in our faith and our obedience to you, dear God.
Amen.
And live as a spiritual family.
Amen.
One family.
Amen.
One kingdom of saved souls on this planet until you call us from our spiritual labor to our spiritual and eternal reward.
Amen.
Thank you,
God. Thank you.
Continue to bless us with the blessings that you see that we stand in need of, that we have the ability to use our material blessing and
Amen.
Our to declare your word.
Amen.
Thank you for all that you have done, even for what you're doing right now, dear God.
Amen.
We acknowledge you, dear God, and we trust you for the blessings that you will do in our life in the days to come.
Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
God bless each and every one. Brother Parker, Brother Brown, Brother Parker, the Bull, Brother Johnson, Brother Robbins, to all of the ministers of Christ,
yes.
all over the world, the true ministers who are fighting the good fight of faith.
Amen.
Amen.
We pray God's blessing upon you and your ministry. We pray, dear God, for the souls that are being saved.
Amen.
All the faithful
Amen.
Christians around the world.
Amen.
May each of us be blessed eternally.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. 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 Yes, Lord.
Amen.